maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ang retail industry sa Australia ang pinakamalaking grupo na gumagamit ng mga Australiano at nagbibigay hanap buhay sa 1.2 milyong tao. Ang pagbagsak ng ilan sa sektor ng may pinakamalaking tatak ay naglalagay sa panganib ng trabaho ng libu-libong tao. Tinitingnan ng Administrador Cor Cordis ang mga libro ng Herringbone at Rhodes and Beckett upang malaman kung ang negosyo ay maaari pang isalba sa gitna ng lumalaking gastos at utang. Noong isang linggo, ang Marx at David Lawrence ay sumailalim din sa administrasyon. Ayon kay Russell Zimmerman, ang direktor ehekutibo ng Australian Retailers Association, may tatlong mahalagang issue dito.
Retailers are paying very high penalty rates on a Sunday. They are unsustainable and they're paying them on public holidays after 6 p.m. at night time. So those penalty rates are totally unsustainable in the industry and they need to be changed. In the second place, retail rents are running approximately 5% year on year. That is also unsustainable, particularly where some areas of retail are not doing those great numbers. Last but not least, the low value threshold most definitely is something that needs to be fixed by this government to ensure that we get onto a level playing field.
Ang ibig sabihin ng low value threshold ay ang mga inaangkat sa Australia na may halagang dagdag ng customs na hindi lalampas sa $1,000 at hindi pinapatawan ng GST. Nitong nakalipas na linggo, sinabi ng Bureau of Statistics na ang benta ng industriya ay bumaba ng 0.1% bawat dolyar noong Disyembre kumpara sa 3% noong nagdaang taon. Sinabi ni Russell Zimmerman na gumagastos ang mga mamimili subalit pumipili sila ng binibili.
If you take particular items like fashion and fast food, they are sitting well above those figures. Fashion sitting at about 8% year on year up and fast food sitting at around about 9.5%.
Karagdagan dito, lumalaban ang mga tindahan sa mga bagong kumpanyang internasyonal at nagtitinda online.
I think that there are some retailers in trouble and we don't hear about the smaller guys that go. Yes, there is some difficulties out there, but in the main, I think retail is going along reasonably well.
Ilang tindahan ang may mas magandang benta kaysa iba. Sinabi ng Premier Investments na may-ari ng mga produktong may markang Portmans, Just Jeans at Smiggle na umaasa silang magtala ng mas mataas na benta sa unang 6 na buwan ng taon. Ayon din kay Zimmerman, ang pagpapalaki ng operasyon sa labas ng bansa ay nakakatulong ng malaki.
They have got their rents in the right places. They know what they can maximum pay and they are prepared to walk. Many good retailers are prepared to walk from the site when it gets too expensive. So I think that's the first thing. I think that they've got their wages under control. Last but not least, and I think it's a very important point, people like Premier Investments are looking overseas. They are starting to expand themselves and that gives them good growth.
Sinabi naman ng punong ekonomista ng COMSEC, Craig James, na mayroon ding pagkahilig ang mga mamimili na humingi ng marami katapat ng kakaunting bayad.
What we're seeing in terms of a lot of lower-end retailers and manufacturers is they've lifted quality but they haven't lifted price at the same time and consumers certainly like that.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong James na sa paksa ng trabaho, maaaring mabawi ang pagkawala nito sa ibang lugar.
We did have data earlier this week saying job advertisements had posted one of the biggest gains that we've had in the last couple of months, up in the order of 4%. So the outlook for the job market still remains quite favorable.
Ang susunod na opisyal na ulat tungkol sa trabaho ay nakatakdang ilabas sa susunod na linggo.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.